Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu salam rasulullah. You're listening to Islam Tomorrow. Visit our internet website at islamtomorrow.com. This is your host, Yusuf Estes, and for the next few minutes, I'd like to talk to us about the subject of the Qutbat al-Hajj. And this is the Qutbah, or the beginning statements used whenever the Imam is going to give a speech, or especially the Friday Jummah talk. And we'd like to try to emulate or copy the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as much as possible in the way he used to do that. And so we're going to mention that we have an internet website page for this purpose at our website islamtomorrow.com/khutbas. That's KHUTBAHS. And when you get there, you'll find, inshallah, instruction on how to use the English letters to pronounce the Arabic words for the beginning of this talk, the important talk that's given every week. And it goes something like this. Bismillah. Inna alhamdulillah, nasta'inuhu, astaghfiruhu, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina min sayyati amalina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحم إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا ما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثات بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ما بعد. In alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us with a way to do everything in our life from the time we're born until the time we die, not the least of which is the way to present ourselves in front of the people when we speak, and we speak the words of Allah and speak the words of His Messenger. And all of this has been preserved for us for over 1400 years in a way that's simple, easy, and straightforward that conveys the correct message. The meaning of what I have said together, accumulated here, I'll repeat for you, is to say that the Imam, when he stands up, he says, "The praise be to Allah." And we seek His help and His forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own souls and from our bad deeds. Whomever Allah guides will never be led astray, and whosoever Allah leads astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship throughout all the heavens and the earth, anywhere, anytime, any place. Only worthy of worship is Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger. And then reciting from the Quran, O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and do not die except in a state of submission to Allah, complete and total surrender to Him. O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord, who created you from a single person, and from Him He created His mate, His wife, and from them both He created many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights, and sever not the ties of kinship of the wombs that bore you. Surely Allah is ever watcher over all that you do. O you who believe, keep your duty to Allah and fear Him, and always speak the truth. And to proceed, the best of words are in the book of Allah, and the best following is to follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him. The worst of all actions is to innovate something in the matter of Islam. For all these innovated matters are nothing but misguiding, and all of these misguidings are into the fire of hell. And then to proceed. And from here the speaker would continue by reading more from the Quran and the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and presenting the case in front of the people for admonition and to concern them about what they're doing in the state that they're in, so as to warn them and prepare them, because for sure all of us will die one day. And so we need to be prepared for that event and what will take place that day and what will take place for us on the day of resurrection and what will take place for us in the next life. These are the items that need to be concerning the Muslims. This is where we need to be really concerned and listening to the words of Allah, the speech of Allah, and a lot less concerned with the daily matters, because it's only Allah who will take care of these things for us anyway. So if we will begin to focus more and more on that subject of presenting Islam in the right way and admonishing ourselves and each other with the message of La ilaha illallah, there's none worthy to worship except Allah, which means, of course, that worshiping Him is a part of all that we do, and the laws and regulations that we follow on a daily basis should be the laws of Allah. When we can achieve this, then inshallah, maybe Allah will forgive us and guide us to do better. Inshallah. And you've been listening to a special presentation by Islam Tomorrow, talking about the way to present the introduction to the khutbah, or the Friday talk. Inshallah, we ask Allah to forgive us for any mistake and guide us to do better in the future. Ameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاه والسلام على رسول الله الكريم وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. And this also the imam says in completion, and that is to say that the praises to Allah, the peace and blessings be upon his last and final messenger, and then to say a dua or prayer to Allah, which is from the Quran by the way, saying, O Allah, you are the one beside whom there's none other to worship, and all the glorification is for you alone, and any wrongdoing is from myself. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Visit our internet website at islamtomorrow.com, islamtomorrow.com.